This coming Tuesday, March 29th, is National Vietnam War Veterans Day. This was signed into law back in 2017 under the Vietnam War Veterans Recognition Act of 2017 by then-President Trump. And there's a reason why March 29th is an important day, because that was the day in 1973 when the U.S. Military Assistance Command of Vietnam was disestablished, and also the day the last U.S. combat troops got out of Vietnam. And in addition, on or around that same day, Hanoi released the last of its at least acknowledged prisoners of war. The Department of Veterans Affairs estimates that today there are more than 6 million U.S. Vietnam veterans living in America and abroad, along with 9 million families of those who served during that time frame. There's 50,000 names memorialized on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Walls in Washington. Some other stats from that time, 3,000 to 4,000 of our troops were wounded. 1,253 were MIA heroes who have not yet returned to American soil. And just over 2,500 were kept as prisoners of war. And needless to say, when these heroes came home, they were not met with parties, parades, gratitude, and respect. But thankfully, today we honor these men and women with a lot more of that appreciation as well than we certainly did when they came back home in the 1970s.